Are you feeling burnt out? So many people are dealing with so much right now, between what's happening personally, globally, and at work. And today I want to give you some tools to move through burnout and be kinder and more loving to yourself. Welcome to Unleash Your Inner Creative Minisodes. My name is Lauren LaGrasso. I'm an award-winning podcast host, producer, and creative coach. And every day this week, I am coming on the podcast to give you bite-sized Unleash episodes. Each show will contain actionable advice about creativity, working toward your dreams, and self-development. They are full of tools you can implement into your life immediately. So let's get to it. As I mentioned today, I want to talk with you about burnout and what to do when you're in the thick of it. I have heard from so many of my friends and listeners that they are moving through an immense amount of burnout. There is so much heaviness in the world right now between everything that's happening. And I think our lives are a microcosm of what's happening globally. And we really need to take good care. I do think it starts at home. And by home, I mean inside of you. I think self-care is a social justice tool, because when we have a foundation of self-love, we have the energy to go out and advocate for each other. So if you can't do it for yourself, do it for the people you love and for the world. I want to also state, like, I have a really hard time with rest. I bought into hustle culture fully, and it's something I'm really unwinding in myself. So a lot of these tips are going to be colored by that point of view. If you're already good with resting, that's wonderful. I'd say expand upon it, because people like me need more good examples like you out in the world. But these are going to come from the lens of what I've experienced, which is a lot of trouble believing that I am worthy of rest and not beating myself up when I do need that. So if you're like me, these tips will help you. Even if you are just like a pro rester, I think these will still be helpful, good reminders. And the reason I'm bringing this up today is I've had a very burnt out week. Today I had a surge of energy, but it's because I did these things yesterday when I was in a very bad place. So when you're feeling burnt out, number one thing is allow yourself to rest. So often we're so used to just always pushing through, but just because you can or you have in the past doesn't mean you should. And so yesterday when I was feeling like crusty macaroni in the inside, that's what I always say when I'm feeling just depleted and down, I was like, you know what? I can work from the couch for the next hour, so I'm going to. And actually, for a half hour of this hour, I'm going to put the computer down and just be, because that's what I need in order to be somewhat of a viable human for the rest of the day. So allow yourself to rest where you can and know when you've reached your limit. Sometimes, too, burnout is kind of protecting a deeper darkness inside of you. A lot of times I think we're feeling burnout because the burnout's actually weirdly easier to feel than the despair that it might be covering up. So yesterday, when I did allow myself to rest, I started having a mental breakdown. And I just cried and cried. And sometimes burnout is like blocking a bigger emotional mess, and we need to allow ourselves to feel it. So if this is the case for you, cry like a baby on the couch, pound the ground, say all the worst case scenarios you're thinking about. Let yourself go there, because actually once I did that, it released some of the exhaustion, because I think some of the exhaustion and burnout I was feeling was keeping that pain and rage and despair inside and pushing it down and pushing it down and pretending like it was fine when it wasn't fine. It helped me re-spark some of my fire. When you're also in one of these burnout stages, I think those days, do only what you absolutely need to do. Don't try to be an overachiever. Do only what you really need to do. And if you're going to do anything extra, it should be small goals that are going to help you get out of this burnt out state. So if you feel like your schedule's overpacked, maybe you make a goal that day to say like, okay, I can't do it today, but later this week, I'm going to look at my schedule and see what I can remove to make it more spacious so that I can have time to relax throughout the week. The other thing is accept what you can't do. I think a lot of our suffering when we're in one of these states isn't even from what we aren't able to achieve. It's from the way we beat ourselves up, the way we judge and shame ourselves for not doing the thing. So for example, when I've been in extreme states of burnout Answering non-urgent emails feels excruciating. Submitting medical claims feels excruciating. Submitting an expense report feels excruciating. And then I end up not doing it for a really long time because I'm beating myself up so much for the fact that I didn't do it, which keeps me from doing it for longer. So anytime, but especially when we're in a burnout state, it is so important to accept what we can't do, have compassion for that, and not beat ourselves up for it, because we're actually going to get those things done faster and get out of the burnout state faster if we can release the mental load of beating ourselves up for what we haven't done. Another side of that coin is having compassion for yourself. You have to have the most compassion for yourself when you're in one of these times. It is not the time to be a drill sergeant. It is not the time to be kicking your own ass. When you are in one of these states, when we're in any depleted state, you really have to ask yourself, would I talk to my best friend this way, or even a younger version of myself this way? And if not, redirect. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a younger version of yourself or a little kid in your life that you love, like a cousin or a niece or nephew or your child or your best friend. If they were feeling depleted, would you be like, oh, you're such an asshole for not filling out that medical claim form. Of course you can't do it. You can't do anything right. No, that would be considered abusive. Yet we talk to ourselves this way all the time. And especially when we're in one of these depleted states, that's the last thing we need to hear. One thing I've been trying to do, not easy, and I'm not succeeding at it all the time, is when I'm in one of these states being like, you know what? I really want to get that thing done. And I wish I would have, but I can't today. And that has to be okay. And I'm putting my hands on my chest as I'm saying this, because I think sometimes just like having the physical reminder that you're okay in one of these states is really important. Another thing that really helps, my body literally will start shutting down when I'm in one of these states. So like my vision will get a little blurry. My head starts really hurting. I get pain in my head. It feels like my head, like the pressure in it is going to explode. I get that like dry, crusty feeling on the inside. I can't explain it any other way. It just feels like my body's caving in on itself, and like it's just like a desert internally. And that's when I really know I need to rest and also engage with my spirituality. So this is another thing that I think really helps, engaging with your spirituality and mindfulness. Sometimes a 10-minute meditation, prayer, or even journaling can totally change your perspective. So when you're in one of these states, even if all you have is 10 minutes to kind of like come back to yourself, I highly recommend that. Another thing is speaking with a trusted friend. Telling somebody who you trust and who can hold space for you and has that capacity, how you're feeling, can be so freeing. It can make you feel less alone. It can drop your cortisol levels. It can bring you back to yourself if you've kind of been dissociating, because I feel like that happens a lot through these burnout states. It's kind of the only way you can get through it, is if you're somewhat dissociated. But it brings you back into your body, back into this moment, and back into connection with someone else, which actually can help you get into connection with yourself. So yesterday when I was going through this, once I let the tears start coming out, well, actually before that, I let the tears start coming out, this is what let the tears come out. I started telling Timmy, my boyfriend, what I was feeling and what I was going through. And I really went into hysterics for like, felt like 25, 30 minutes, but it's probably only 10, 15. And after that, I felt so much better because something released. Like he helped me hold it. And I also wasn't pushing that down in my body, which was what was making me feel more burnt out. So speaking with a trusted friend or ally or loved one can really help you move through this moment and kind of figure out what's going on. And when you're in this moment too, I think I mentioned this before, but making small goals that can start to address the burnout you're feeling is really important, because otherwise this pattern is just going to keep coming up over and over and over again. Now we live in a world that is highly conducive to people getting burnt out. But that doesn't mean we can't still do what we can do to put up our hands and say enough. And so it's about starting to take small actions every day that will lead you closer and closer to a life that is less conducive to burnout. But most important during this time is to rest. Remember, this won't last forever. If you can take care of yourself now and listen to your mind, body, and spirit's call, and to be extraordinarily kind and compassionate with yourself. You deserve love. You deserve beauty. You deserve kindness and gentleness. And we live in a world that really requires us to be human doings, not human beings. And just remember who you are is the best thing about you. Let's take a breath together. I love you and I believe in you. Thank you for being here for this Unleash minisode, and I can't wait to talk with you tomorrow. This Unleash minisode was hosted and executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, edited by Rachel Fulton, with music by Liz Full. For more information on Unleash and me, follow us at Lauren LaGrasso and at Unleash Your Inner Creative on social media. If you like what you heard today, especially if you like these minisodes, please leave us a rating and review so we know you like them and we can start to put them into rotation. Also, these rating and reviews, I know every podcaster talks about it, but it really, really helps the show. And it's just like the greatest feeling in the world when I look and I see a new one. So if you liked it, please consider leaving one. Also, consider sharing the show with a friend. I believe in you. Talk with you tomorrow.